We're here at the NFL Combine. I'm John DeShazer with Saints coach Sean Payton. And coach, new member of the NFL Competition Committee. So what's that experience been like?
Well, this is the first week that I was involved in meetings. And so rather than coming to the Combine, you know, middle of the week, Wednesday or Tuesday, we started meetings at 8 a.m. on Monday. They're really the beginning of the process in regards to just reviewing last year and looking for rule changes and safety emphasis, points of emphasis for the next season. So there was a lot of meetings. Monday we went 8 hours, Tuesday, Wednesday the same way. It was good. It was informative. It was great to be a part of it. We'll go again before the owners' meetings and then really begin to narrow down the specifics with each rule or point of emphasis that we're going to talk to the ownership group and the teams about when we're at the owners' meetings.
Well, I got to ask you now, are we going to know what the heck a catch is now?
Listen, that's our job, hopefully, to narrow down exactly the specifics. And then most importantly, teach it and word it, I think, where the fan, the coach, the owner, everyone, the announcers that know our game can kind of anticipate based on the new rule or the way it's being taught, whether it would be a complete or incomplete pass. And we're not there yet, but that's what these meetings coming up are for.
Now, obviously, Saints had a great draft last year. It wouldn't be fair, I wouldn't think, to expect the team to replicate. And yet, you know, there's that pressure to have strong drafts every year. Now, is that a good pressure?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's what our scouts, that's what our personnel department, our coaching staff, everyone who's involved in this process is charged with. And regardless of where we're picking and how many picks, it's taking advantage of those assets. The draft is obviously, as everyone said, the number one way to fortify your team. This is you know, obviously an important part of the process at the Combine. Their workouts, all the countless hours that we'll spend on evaluating their tape, but the interviews we're doing in the evening, you know, all of it leads to what we hope is going to be another strong draft. And your team gets better. We saw last year how important the last couple of years have been to our team.
Yeah. Hindsight, why were you guys so good at the draft last year?
Well, look, there were a few things that took place. Players fell to us in some regards. You know, Lattimore, you know, getting to 11. We trusted our board and our grades. Ramchek, you know, being available at 32. You know, pick 210 in our minds, we were thinking Alvin Kamara. And that's the one player we had targeted. But Marcus Williams, who had a 127 grade, all of a sudden was available. So trusting the board and making that selection. And I remember when we made it, the feeling was, all right, we're taking the higher graded player, and yet that disappointment even afterwards, thinking, well, Kamara's probably going to get drafted after that pick at some point during the second round. And fortunately for us, he didn't. We traded back into the third round, and we were able to secure him as a running back, Alex Anzalone, Trey Hendrickson, and, of course, Al Muhammad later. So part of it is how the board unfolds. But I think most importantly, to credit our scouts, everyone involved in the process, is the conviction on certain players. And I think that had a lot to do with it.
Not to give any tells here, but are there, I guess, stronger positions in this draft than others?
I think so. I think every year, I think it's a good corner draft. I think it's a good running back draft. I think it's a good quarterback draft, just from the numbers and the players that initially we're looking at. That does clear up, though, a little bit more after this combine when all the tape study's done and the workouts are in. The scouts and the scouting department obviously here are ahead of the coaching staff, and very quickly we'll watch enough tape to where we'll find some consensus, and you don't always find consensus. Then you want to sort through why one person feels strongly about, or maybe someone doesn't, a certain player, and that's the work ahead.
You know, we know this team has also been able to shore up some positions through free agency before the draft. Do you think that's getting to be almost a little bit underrated in terms of what you guys are able to do and accomplish in free agency?
Well, I think the one underrated part of the offseason is the significance of your own team evaluation. That's the very first step that takes place when the season ends. And we spent 3.5 days just reading reports and talking about every member of the Saints last year. What's the vision? What's the future? What's the grade? Working through that and then identifying in free agency where might be some target positions. And, you know, really a better way to phrase it, though, is who are the fits? It might be a certain position. There might be a certain position group you're looking for in free agency, and yet if the fit isn't there, you've got to be judicious and cautious. So we've done that, and, you know, that process gets started here fairly soon.
That's Coach Sean Payton. We're here at the NFL Scouting Combine looking to make more additions to the Saints to help them move forward.